You are listening to WLMC Landmark College Radio. Yo, here in Putney, Vermont. And my name is Marcus, and I am here with.
I'm Daniel's here. I can't quite hear myself. Can you hear me in the headphones? All right.
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm Daniel. I'll be your DM, and I'll be playing Sinnott Nodherg.
I can't hear myself through the headphones. Am I able to be heard?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you turn? I can't hear you. Maybe my headphones are just
down. Yeah. 1 second. How about now?
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
I can hear myself now.
Okay. Yeah. That's better.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. I'm Travis, and I'll be playing the Kenku Bard Quill.
I am Ethan. I am playing the Owlin Rogue Boomy.
Once again, I am Marcus, and I will be playing the bugbear fighter Bozhidar.
Rosie is unable to join us tonight, as she is not feeling 100%. So Nerissa has left to check on her children in Baldur's Gate.
One, two, or three.
The city. I'm going to give you a second point of uninspiration.
Please don't.
All right. So then, when we last left off, you had made it through Cragmaw Cave and to the town of Phandalin, picking up the Warg Ripper, who is now being ridden by Bozhidar. As a mount.
Barf. Anyway, shout out to my parents actually listening tonight live.
Whoa.
To them. So
wow.
Hello, parents.
Oh, at least someone is listening.
Damn.
All right, Marcus. Thank you for that self depreciating joke. Deprecating, whatever.
Yep.
So then. What do you like to do now that you are in Phandalin and you've taken a long rest and leveled up?
Well, as far as I'm aware, I'm good on provisions and such, so I'm ready to head out to the, I'm forgetting what it's called, the place where Gungeon Rockseeker was taken.
Cragmaw Castle.
That place.
The place you have no idea where it is.
Let me rephrase that. Find information on where Cragmaw Castle is so we can go and find that.
Great, thank you.
Have we gone to the Lion Shield place yet to return their stuff?
The Lion Shield Coster?
Yeah.
I believe we returned everything and then went to bed.
Yes. Yes, you were told to that the owner of the Lion Shield Coster, Liene Greywind, told you that she would do everything she could to help you, to pay you back. She warns you, however, that a group called the Red Brands, Red Brands are trouble, and she advises you to stay away from the Sleeping Giant Tap House.
Well, Lion Shield Coster is a general store, right?
Yes.
I suggest we start going there to ask for maps.
Maps of what?
Of the world to find where Cragmaw Castle is.
Okay. You go to Barthen's Provisions. Barthen himself is, let's see, how does it describe Barthen? Let's see.
Oh, wait, no, that's copyrighted. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever your reason was for not letting me say it. Or you do it.
Yeah. So, you go to Barthen's, and the person that you met there yesterday, Elmina, meets you again and says, well, hi. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I have come to inquire, do you have any maps, or would you be aware of a place known as Cragmaw's Castle would be located?
Cragmaw Castle? I don't think that's on any maps. No, there's none that we have.
Do you have any recommendations where we might find information?
No. Wait, you're the folks who came in with Sildar, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Well. I heard that Gundren got captured. He was a friend of mine, and I was excited by his talk of discovering the lost mine of the Phandelver Pact in the nearby hills.
Yes, the information we have gotten is he's been kidnapped to Cragmaw Castle, and so we're going to try and find him.
I see. Well, if you do find him, you'll probably find his brothers, Nundro and Tharden. They were camped outside town. You should go find them first, because they were camped outside town. But I haven't seen them in a 10-day, and I expect the brothers to return any day now to resupply.
Hmm. Well, that will be helpful, thank you.
Yeah. Things in the town aren't especially great right now, though.
Is there something happening, other than Gundren's possible discovery of the, mine?
Yeah, have you seen a bunch of people in red cloaks going around?
No, but I remember being warned about some group with red in the name.
Yeah, the Red Brands. They're making it hard on everyone. Shaking down local businesses and flouting the town master's authority. I know the Red Brands frequent the Sleeping Giant Tap House, though. So I'd recommend staying away from there.
Yeah, we've already been warned about that.
Oh, that's good.
Out of character, I think we should maybe go to the tap house. You know?
Maybe.
But Quill, I wouldn't say, is the one to kind of recommend that idea, so...
What, you mean this tap house located where it's pointing? On the map?
My computer didn't go to sleep, yes.
Audio listeners, love you to death. That is over on the east side of town.
Yes.
Chuckle sandwich reference.
Yeah.
Because we only have audio listeners.
Yeah. We don't have video watchers.
It is just down the road from what looks like an abandoned, somewhat destroyed manor house.
Hmm.
But yeah, I, as I was saying, is like roleplay wise, Quill is not the one to recommend going this. I'm not saying he'd be against the idea, but he would not be the one to actively recommend, hey, let's go beat up a bunch of assholes. You know?
Mm.
Huh.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, there are several more places you could check out if you wanted to. There's the smithy. There's what appears to be some sort of shrine, a woodworker's house, a miner's exchange, and an orchard.
I mean, well, let's, I guess, continue looking around town.
Mm-hmm.
Any input for my co-hosts?
I think pretty much agreement.
Yeah, I'm down to keep looking around town.
I meant on where we should go first.
I've immediately spaced. The only locations I remember are the shrine and the woodworker's place.
I'll reveal them on the map.
That is also the only two things I remembered.
Yeah.
There's a smithy.
Oh, yeah.
There's an orchard. There's a woodworker. There is the miners' exchange. And there's a farm.
why don't we go check out the shrine?
All right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. As a bard, I feel like that would be relevant. I don't know why. It just feels like it would.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Phandalin's only temple, this small shrine, is made of stones taken from the nearby ruins. It is dedicated to Timora, the god of luck and good fortune.
Is there anything of interest, or would I have to roll an investigation check?
There is an elf there, who appears to be some sort of scholarly acolyte, and a young elf. She bows when you arrive and says, "Good day. I am Sister Garaele. What brings you to our humble shrine?"
We just arrived in, I've suddenly forgotten the name of the place. Phandalin, after, attempting to help, provide, why am I blanking on the word? Travel, assistance, cargo, moving, you get the idea. Before it turns out that our employer and his companion got kidnapped by goblins and a bugbear, we saved the companion, Sildar. We intend to go after Gundren, but we are unaware of where Cragmaw Castle is, which is where he's been taken.
Mm.
And we are looking around town to glean for any information or anything else of use.
I see, she says. If it's not too much trouble, you appear to be the problem-solving sort.
Side quests.
Yes, you have acquired a side quest, she says.
Whoa.
Recently, I attempted to ask a banshee named Agatha to answer a question about a spellbook. I underestimated her wrath when I attempted to approach her. Before I fled for my life, I noted that the banshee spoke wistfully about the beautiful baubles she owned in life. I would request that you act as an intermediary to bring the banshee a suitable gift, a jeweled silver comb, and persuade the banshee to tell what she knows about the location of a spellbook belonging to a legendary mage named Bowgentle. I believe that anyone who pays obeisance to Agatha might be able to trade the comb for an answer. If you're able to do this for me, I will give you 3 potions of healing.
I'm done.
What does obeisance mean?
Like flattery.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
I'm down.
Oh,
why
thank
not?
You very much.
I mean, as a person who can fly, you're usually up.
True.
She give us the comb?
Yes, she will.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what you find here at the shrine.
And where is the banshee again?
Where is it? Let me check. Where's the? It is. Let's see. It's down the Tribor Trail, she says.
Well, down the Tribor Trail.
Yes. Yes. Please. please help me with whenever you are able. Doesn't have to be immediate, I guess. She bows again and waves as you leave.
Well, Tribord Trail? Banshee?
Or we could keep looking around, yeah, see if we can get more side quests.
Yeah, keep looking first or go after or do that first.
I guess that's fair. Someone else make a decision, please. Does Sinnott have any input on what we should do?
Sinnott will say, as a fellow acolyte, I believe that this is a very important mission for us, but I do not recommend going into anything without proper preparation.
Okay. I guess the smithy is the closest thing, so we'll go there next.
Sure.
Very well. It's almost as if they didn't give me anything to tell you about the smithy.
Well, if they didn't give you anything, we can just not go to the smithy, because I don't think any of us need any new weapons or...
Yeah, you find a sign on the door that says closed.
Well, not going there, I guess.
Okay, so do we go to the orchard, the woodworker, miners exchange, or the farm? I'd say orchard, and then loop around, do the miners exchange, then the worker, and then the farm, and then I guess go to the sleeping giant if we've gotten more quests that may or may not require being a bunch of red cloaked people. Yay or nay?
Sure.
So you wanted to go to the orchard first?
Yes.
Okay. You find that the orchard is much overgrown and has gone wild long ago. However, you do see what looks like an older drow with dark purple skin and white hair clearing out the underbrush from the orchard.
I'd really rather not do all of the talking.
You're playing the charisma character.
I am playing the charisma character, but I'm also not the only charisma character.
I'm the DM. It's weird if I talk to myself.
Yeah, I know. You have an excuse.
I have a high charisma character, but I myself have trouble thinking of what to say.
which is fine.
My character is not high charisma.
What's his intelligence again? What's his intelligence again?
Intelligent? Yes, is 7.
So yeah, he would possibly be the act first.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe he would be a bit more. sorry for our listeners. Normally, Rosie's here to help motivate us because she's very much the most sociable one out of us, and that's not the DM. Which doesn't help for the first episode that actually requires a lot of, you know, active decision-making and not just, how do we do combat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a great episode for that's her to be the thick one, which, of course, being thick is completely, you know, understandable.
All right. Seeing you arrive and just stand there for several minutes, the drow stands up, dusts off his hand, and approaches you and says, "Well, then, what can I do you for?"
I guess I am the bard. Hello. We were going around town and simply we were looking for information from where the Sir Gundren Rockseeker could have been taken to. I'm getting stumbling over my words. We're looking for a man named Gundren Rockseeker because he was kidnapped, and he was kidnapped to a place called Cragmaw Cavern, and we were looking for information to see if you knew anything about said location.
Ah. Righteous folk looking to smite evildoers. I remember back in my day when I was able to do that. That was a good 300 years ago. Ha, 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 ha. Anyways, no, the only evildoers I know around town are the Red Brands.
Mm.
It'd be good if you taught them a lesson.
Yes, we've heard of them.
Yeah, those people.
It's time someone took a stand against their leader. They call him the Glass Staff. I know they hang around the Sleeping Giant Tap House, but they... But their actual safe house lies under Tresendar Manor, the ruin at the east edge of town.
Well, we haven't... we are waiting for a companion to arrive, come back after going to do some for personal business. So that could be something to do while we are waiting around.
Go to the tap house?
Yeah. You want to go to the tap house now?
Well, sure. If you're looking for things to do, I have a request I could ask of you.
More side quests.
Yeah. I've heard stories from prospectors in the hills northeast of Phandalin that someone is digging the ruins known as Old Owl Well.
Oh?
Yeah. Huh. More disturbingly, several prospectors have reported being chased from the area by foul undead. Yeah. There, please head to the ruins. There are a couple days' march northeast of Phandalin, and find out who's there and what they're doing. I know the ruins are an old watchtower of an ancient magical empire known as Netheril, and I'm worried that dangerous magic might be dormant there.
Hmm.
If you can ensure that no threat to the town is brewing at Old Owl Well, I will give you my boots.
Is there something special about the boots?
Yes. They're magic jumping boots.
Jumping, you say?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little similar to flying?
No.
I don't think jumping is a thing like flight. Unless you can jump really high.
8-foot vertical leap.
Yeah, I don't think that your winged friend might have any use of them.
I wasn't talking about him.
Well, is there anything else you need from me?
Not if you have nothing you need from us currently.
All right. Keep an eye on your dog. I don't like the way he's looking.
He is, large.
Mm. Yeah. He says, and goes back to, getting the orchard under control.
Mm.
So, yeah. The other places that you've been told about are
the
Miners Exchange, the farm, and the woodworkers.
I like to think at the same time as we're playing D&D that this guy is like living out his like farm sim dream.
I'm retired. I can do that.
Okay, but like which farm sim? Broom Factory, Stardew Valley...
Tomato Simulator 2020.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, no. He runs an orchard, so yeah, none of the above.
It's a tomato orchard, obviously.
Mm.
Where else would tomatoes grow? They're fruit.
Mm. Obviously,
they grow on trees.
The world's smallest orchard. It's just like 10 tomato plants.
The trees are actually not are in fact actually a part of said weeds.
Blasted trees get in the way of the tomatoes.
Anyway, I guess we'll continue our information look around. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
I guess let's actually visit the Lion Shield Coster and see if they have anything.
You return to the Lion Shield Coster.
Something something Kragmaw Castle.
She has no idea what the heck it is.
Okay. Anything you would like help with?
She shakes her head. Nope. You've already been very helpful, and I don't think I could accept any more.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. To the Miners Exchange, then.
All right. The Miners Exchange is a trading post where local miners have their valuable finds weighed, measured, and paid out. In absence of any local authority, the exchange also serves as an unofficial records office, registering claims to various streams and excavation around the area.
Hmm.
The exchange is a great place to meet people who spend a lot of time in the countryside surrounding Phandalin.
Okay, maybe we could ask about Gundren's brothers here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do that then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you see a very serious human woman stationed here. Serious isn't the quite the right word. Imperious.
That's even more confusing.
Severe, that's the word I'm thinking of. A very severe human woman.
I think Boomy wouldn't be intimidated, but me, myself, Ethan, am intimidated.
Yeah, you know, for someone who's playing a character who likes thrill seeking,
yeah,
you're quite timid.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go up and excuse me, ma'am. Do you know anything about a place called Kragmaw Castle?
She says, why would I know about that? I'm in charge of paying people for the goods that they bring in.
That is fair, but everyone has information that they just happen upon and remember.
No, she says.
Can we sell the jade frog here?
That's an art object, not ore.
Okay.
I'm not qualified.
Okay.
Actually, jade is a mineral and therefore could be sold. I'm joking. Yeah.
She's looking at you with utter disdain.
That was out of character. That was out of character.
Yeah. She's looking at you, Travis, with utter disdain.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he's breaking the fourth wall and looking at you, the player.
I am intimidated. No need to refer to a roll check.
All right.
Anyway, okay. I guess if this is not the place, well, I guess I don't think we really need anything else.
Are adventurers, yes, she says.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes. You are familiar with the Red Brands, I assume?
Through rumor.
I've heard of them.
Good. I am willing to offer you 100 gold to capture the leader and bring him to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can find to head that way.
Good, she says.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Big chest de booty.
Yes. As well as any correspondence found in his quarters.
Hmm.
If anyone would like to see if she's got anything hidden in her words, you may make me an insight check.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that.
What's insight?
It uses
I rolled a 5, or 3 plus 2, so no, never mind.
Sinnott rolled an 18 and arches his eyebrow.
Boomy also rolled an 18, surprisingly.
What did Bazhidar roll?
You're asking... No, I guess wisdom, not intelligence. Never mind.
Hmm? Make me a wisdom insight check.
That's a 9.
Boomy, you're able to tell that she's got some ulterior motive for wanting Glassstaff alive.
Hmm.
Gonna ask.
Zanot's going to motion for everyone to follow him for a second.
Yes, Zanot.
This woman has an ulterior motive of some sort. I recommend that we do not accept her offer.
Well, 100 gold is a lot.
But you see, 100 gold. Big chest of...
I can spot you some gold. I have a lot of money in savings. If that'll make you agree to not do this.
Bazhadar, if it split the five ways, that's only 20 for each of us.
Even if we don't include Nerissa, still only 25 each of us. Not enough that to be worth it.
Yes.
Well, let's pretend we'll agree and go on our way.
And just not?
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, you tell her that you will do that, and she gives you a wide grin. This is excellent. I cannot wait to see your success.
Okay, so take note. Search... though it is good to note that we should probably search... what was it again? The correspondence?
Yes, bring any correspondence to this woman.
I want to search any correspondence. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we're going to give it to her. Correspondence. Mm-hmm. Did I spell that right? Oh, I did not. Mm-hmm. I am taking notes down.
Good.
So... one of us is doing it.
Good, good, good.
Wait, what's the guy? His glass what again?
Glassstaff?
Glassstaff. That is the name of the Red Brand's leader.
Is that like self-given or something?
You don't know. You'd have to ask.
Yeah.
Specifically Glassstaff.
Yeah. And then I guess let's go to the woodworker.
You see a sign that says, also closed.
Well, let's go to the farm, then.
All right.
I'm not going to tell me there's a closed sign on the farm.
No.
There is a sign saying, no solicitors.
There is a sign that says, yes, solicitors.
Ah. That's really funny. So we're allowed to just...
we're not solicited in anything, technically speaking. We're asking for information, and then just all happenstance be like, do you need help? We're not even asking for payment. We're just asking, do you need help?
Yeah.
Knocking on the door, kind-looking halfling woman emerges. A halflings are like normal humans, except they're about 2 to 3 feet tall.
For the people who aren't aware, they are definitely not hobbits.
Yep.
I'm saying totally not in a sarcastic voice from Lord of the Rings. They're not hobbits.
Not at all.
Nope.
It's not what you should be imagining when you think of halflings.
Uh-huh. Except they do wear shoes.
They do wear shoes. Which makes them not hobbits.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally different thing.
Isn't Boomy married to a halfling?
Yes.
Okay.
Neat.
Well then, I'll continue with my kind of maybe soliciting. I don't know.
Well, hi there. Y'all must be the adventurers who just got into town, aren't you?
Yes, that would be us.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking around for. We're unlikely to find anything. We are looking around to ask to see if anyone knew anything about Cragmaw Castle.
Oh, bless your hearts.
Ouch.
Huh.
What?
Isn't that usually something people say to you when they think you're stupid?
Not that I was aware of.
It can be, but not. That's not its inherent uses to be like, aw, how sweet.
Okay.
But then you can use it sarcastically, which is like, aw, he's stupid.
The autism is showing.
Well, I'm a longtime friend of a druid named Riadoth. If you're looking for Cragmaw Castle, I suggest you visit him and ask for help. Visit the druid and ask for help. Since there's not an inch of the land the druid doesn't know. Rheadoth recently set out for the ruins of a town called Thunder Tree, just west of the Neverwinter Wood. The ruins are about 50 miles northwest of Phandalin, and she gives you directions to easily find the place.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Do you need any... we're just offering if anyone needs any help currently since we're out and about.
As you continue speaking to her, you hear the sounds of small pounding feet coming from inside. And a young halfling boy has arrived on the scene.
Oh my god, he's tiny.
Wow, adventurer! Hi, I'm Carp.
Hello, Carp.
You're adventurers, right?
Yes,
I sure. We are.
I knew it. I want to be an adventurer when I'm big.
Well, I honestly can't recommend it, but I can't, like, deter you. It really is based on what happens. It depends purely on what happens.
Yeah, it... when you say, when you're big...
I'm already practicing. See, I was playing in the woods near Tresendar Manor when I found a secret tunnel in a thicket. A couple of big, scary bandits came out of the tunnel when I was there and met with a pair of red brands. They didn't see me, but it was close. I think the bandits have a secret lair under the old manor house. I also saw some strange gerblins with glowing hands duck into the tunnel.
Oh.
Here there be gerblins.
Yeah.
There's certainly be gerblins here.
I can take you there if you think so. And Killeen says, absolutely not, Carp. Just give them just tell them how to get there.
Yeah, and just tell us how to get there.
Oh, Ma. Okay. I want to see real adventurers adventuring up close.
It's not as pretty as you think it would be.
Yeah, it's not.
You will hear things that you should not hear. I am the one who speaks those words.
My mom's got a list of 7 words you shouldn't say. It's crocheted on the wall over there.
Oh my goodness.
That's certainly a choice.
Yeah, huh.
I mean, if it works, it works. Anyway, I guess we'll be going. I hope you do fine in life, kid. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye, dearies. I hope I see y'all again soon.
I wonder what those 7 words are, huh?
Gee, I wonder.
Marcus, can you tell us what the 7 words are, please?
No. No, I can't say that. 2 of them is basically the same word listed twice.
Uh-huh.
Just one is related to female parental figures.
Uh-huh. Let's keep moving on.
Well, I guess we've explored the town, so I guess to the sleeping giant we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. One moment.
Or we could take the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say we go to the sleeping giant first,
and
then go to the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Hit up the pub first.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
God, it's so hard not to sing Avatar's Secret Tunnel.
Oh yeah, I was thinking it too.
It's so hard not to sing it.
Mm-hmm. On your way there, you spot Sildar coming towards you.
Oh.
Ah, he says. Good day to all of you.
Nice to see you again, Sildar.
Yes.
Greetings, Sildar.
I have fortunately recovered and am hearty and hale once again.
Cool. We've just been going around town, and we do have one lead on where we might be able to get some information on Cragmaw Castle. But we've been requested by more than one person to talk to the red... I keep forgetting what they're called.
The red brands.
The red brands.
Not red robes. Yes. Red brands.
Very good. Yes.
What? Red Robin?
Yum.
And if you would like to join us, if you are not busy...
Mm.
I am somewhat busy. I've established myself in the town master's hall.
Oh, also, when we visited the miners' exchange, the woman there was asked us about trying to find correspondence of the leader of the Red Brands and to keep him alive.
Interesting.
And it didn't seem like she had... It seemed like she had ulterior motives. So...
Yes.
I'm just warning about you that. Ah, also, we learned of a secret tunnel that the evil goblins were spotted nearby.
Very interesting, he says.
We are going to do that since it seemed related to the Red Brand after we, well... See what... talk to them, if you will. At the yes. Sleeping Giant and their hidden, maybe not so hidden base at the manor, since multiple people have mentioned it.
Well then, this might interest you to know something. A fellow member of the Lord's Alliance, a man named Jarno Albrecht, disappeared while exploring the area around Tresendar Manor about 2 months ago. Since you're going to investigate the manor and the surrounding area, I would like you to see if you can find him, or what's left of him, if he's dead.
Will do.
He is a short, dark-bearded human wizard in his 30s.
All right.
Also, if you don't have enough tasks given to you already, the townmaster posts notices on a board up beside the door to the townmaster's hall. I believe I saw one there as I was leaving.
Noted. Okay, so who's the person we're looking for? What's his name? How's it spelled?
Begin with a Y, I think.
I-A-R-N-O.
I-A-R-N-O.
A-L-B-R-E-K.
Was there a space there?
Yes. Where? Jarno Albrecht.
Oh. A-L-L.
Only one L.
Then?
B-R-E-K.
And then Townmaster Hall. That's not how you spell town.
Yeah. Townmaster Hall notice board.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Notice board. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, currently on the adventure notes I have, talk to Banshee to trade the comb for info on spellbook. Old Owlwell has undead, investigate, get jumpin' boots, search any correspondence by Glassstaff, because suspicious woman, secret tunnel with gerblins, Jarno Albrecht, find him, and Townmaster Hall notice board. Mm-hmm. Did I miss anything?
Only one thing I haven't told you yet, says, okay. Soldar. Yes, keep up the pressure on the Kragmar goblins. I will offer you all 500 gold if you can locate Kragmar Castle and defeat or drive off the band's leader.
500?
Also, I will offer you 200 gold for eliminating the Red Brand threat.
Okay, for finding Kragmar Castle. I did not spell that right, whatever. Finding Kragmar Castle and eliminating the threat, he said?
Yes, eliminating the Red Brand threat.
Okay. And then 200 for eliminating the Red Brand threat. Cool. Okay.
All right.
Also, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to say now that Quill does actually have, like, an actual, like, with his quill, he is writing these down, these, like, actual notes to keep track of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it makes sense in character, yeah. And it also makes things easier to, like, if, yeah. Like, well, if we forgot it, it's, like, it makes sense why we'd be able to remember the stuff, is because someone's actually writing it down in character.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if that is all, I guess on to the tap.
All right.
Let's go to the bar with the boy.
All right. The Sleeping Giant is a ramshackle taproom at the east end of town. Several disheveled, surly humans linger on the covered porch, perched on empty ale barrels or leaning against the wall. They all wear grimy scarlet cloaks. Their stares are all fixed on you as you approach. One of the ruffians spits on the ground.
"Well, well," he says. "Here's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want here, puppies? Come down here to bark at us?"
The only dog we have here is distinctly not a puppy. He is very large.
We do have a very large dog.
Yeah.
He does bite.
Master! They appear to be soaked in blood already. They should be easy prey.
Says Ripper to you and Goblin. How do you respond, Bossadar?
Are we doing this?
Wait, is Ripper just, like, misinterpreting their cloaks as blood, or does he actually, like, smell blood on them?
He's misinterpreting their cloaks as blood.
Unfortunate. I was kind of hoping it turned out that their cloaks were red because of how much
blood how much blood there is.
That would be kind of effed up, but it would also be kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, wait, it isn't, like, in, like, out of game, like, in history, weren't it the British Redcoats? I think I heard that they wore red to hide blood when they were injured.
That's what Deadpool does.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense. That sounds right. I wouldn't be surprised if that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If any history buff is listening and can comment to one of the people here...
Dad, if you're listening, maybe put that history degree to use.
Well then.
It appears that you are about to start a fight.
Yeah.
Sounds
great.
We're
going to
start a bar fight.
You are still outside the bar.
We're...
Okay. You're going to start a street fight.
Okay.
Right. Okay, before we start initiative, since we're almost about halfway, and I could go for some water for all the talking I've been doing.
Yeah.
Can we do the ad break?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, you are listening to WLMC Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont. I believe we were about to start a bar fight.
Street fight.
Which then might lead into a bar fight afterwards.
Yeah.
Depending on whether people come outside or not.
Give me one moment. Marcus, what did Bozhadar get for initiative?
Six.
Great. And Ripper also got a six.
Yes.
What's Bozhadar's plus two initiative?
Two.
Okay. You have a higher initiative modifier than Ripper, so that means you will go first. Travis, what did you get?
9 plus 2, 11.
Okay. That means the first people to go in initiative are the enemies.
Ugh. Huh.
Yes, unfortunate. See, then it will be Quill, then Sinnott, then Boomy, then Bozhadar.
Yeah.
Then Ripper.
I put my initiative in chat so Daniel didn't have to ask me.
Thank you. I don't think that Marcus rolled his before I asked him.
I did roll mine. I just have the chat closed, so I have the large text "Don't swear" on the other side of my laptop, so I don't swear.
Mm.
As long as you look at it.
Yeah, I mean it's honestly kind of hard to miss. Like it's really effing hard to miss.
Travis,
does effing count?
No.
No, it doesn't. I don't think.
I feel like I would have been yelled at if it did, since I've done that several times already.
One, two, three, four, five.
Anyway, I'm going to say is not being able to swear on the radio proves that podcast is objectively the superior audio listening format.
We're not swearing on the podcast either.
Well, I know, but I'm just... but this is also on the radio.
A 9 is not enough to hit Sinnott. That is not level. That is a natural 1 to hit Boomy. Balsadar.
Wait, it was to hit?
Yes.
Isn't there usually negative consequences if your roll to hit was -1 or was?
Yeah, they just missed this time.
Oh, okay.
That's a 12 to hit Balsadar, which also misses. And Quill, I'm gonna assume an 11 misses you.
Yeah.
Cool. it's your turn now, Quill.
Okay, I really need to remember exactly the spell. Okay. So I'm not going to use that yet. Yeah. Okay. I'm just decisions. So many decisions. Honestly, I'll just use Vicious Mockery.
On which one?
On the guy right next to me.
All right. That's going to be a Wisdom saving throw. Oh, wow. That is a 13.
I get to do damage.
Great.
Quill yells at him. Bro, the red looks really bad on you. And he does 4 damage.
Oh. That makes my feelings hurt.
Yes, that
and
was
And also
the
my head. It is now Sinnott's turn. He is going to cast Eldritch Blast on the one next to you, Quill. He has +6 to hit. That is a 21. He hits. And deals 13 points of damage to this ruffian who dies.
Oh my goodness.
Quill would high-five him, but there's a giant dog in the way.
Ripper's looking interested at the corpse.
I mean, we have no use for it. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, wait, no. We have to wait until we loot it before we can feed you.
Boomy, it is your turn.
I'm going to attack... Well, there's 2, like, right next to me. I'm trying to think of which one to attack.
Sinnott's not good at attacking things that are directly next to him.
Yes, that is true. That's what I was thinking.
Bazitar is good at attacking things not next to him and things away from him.
Not next to him and away from him is the same.
Yeah, that means the same thing.
Ignore the not.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good at hitting things that are next to him and not next to him.
Yes.
That's what Bazitar is good at.
Yeah.
Hitting things.
Hitting stuff.
Okay, I'm going to attack the one next to Sinnott with my rapier.
Great. If you wanted to, you could bonus action disengage to get out of reach of the one directly next to you so you could flank with Sinnott.
True, I can do that.
Flanking means that you have 2 people directly opposite each other against 1 creature.
Yeah, because when we leveled up, I got my cunning action.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Okay.
Actions can be cunning.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm rolling with advantage now.
You are.
That is... a modified 20.
Neato. Deal damage. It'll be 1d8 plus 1d6 plus your dexterity modifier.
Yes.
How come he gets to roll a bunch of dice together?
Because he's a rogue.
Oh, that's fair.
That is 10 damage.
All right. This ruffian is reeling.
Okay. I will... Oh, I used my bonus action.
You did use
already.
Your bonus action already, yeah.
Okay, I will end my turn, is what I'll do.
All right, Bozhadar.
He hits the one in right in front of him with a halberd.
Is that the one to his east or the one to his south?
That east.
All right.
What about the one to his west? That's his pet dog. He's not going to do that. That's his pet dog. He's not going to do that.
Why do your dice rolls have so much bass?
Mm-hmm.
It made like a really bassy noise when it hit the dice tray for some reason.
I mean, bass drum percussion.
Yeah,
that's
it's called that one drum now. Oh,
I mean, Bosnar's good at hitting things. Maybe he should try.
Yeah, the further playing him is a drummer.
What did he roll to hit the red brand ruffian?
Huh?
What did he roll to hit?
That is a. Yeah, what up? A. What?
What's your plus to hit? Your strength plus strength modifier plus two?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is. Yep, plus two plus. Total, I think, is. Wait.
What's the number on the die?
Huh?
What's the number on the die?
Yeah, again, it's a d20, correct?
Yes.
Yes. That is a 16, and that is. Yeah.
That is with the modifier?
Huh?
That's with the modifier?
Not without modifier.
Okay, so a 23 super hits one of these ruffians.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And then for the and roll damage?
Yep.
And then eight.
All right. The red brand ruffian next to you is bloodied.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. That will bring us now to Ripper. What does Ripper do?
Probably rips.
Who does Ripper rip? There's currently one enemy in Ripper's reach.
Yeah, so he attacked the one that he can reach.
All right, please have Ripper make an attack against the red brand ruffian.
Yeah. Loving this dice ASMR from Travis over here.
A 19 hits the ruffian, and the ruffian now has to make a strength save.
Got nothing else to do.
That is an 18 from the ruffian. The ruffian is not knocked prone, but it's very injured. We will now go back to the top of initiative, where it's the ruffian's turn.
Talking about all these dogs, but they're the ones called ruffians.
Well, it was going to attack Bozhadar, but now he's going to attack you. I'm joking. No, Bozhadar is getting attacked by two of them.
Yeah.
That I'm going to assume a 10 misses Bozhadar.
Sorry,
12.
Yeah.
But also misses Bozhadar.
That misses.
I'm going to assume a 21 hits Bozhadar.
Yeah.
Weirdly, no.
Yeah, weirdly.
Bozhadar, you take 8 points of damage.
8 points?
Yep, as the ruffian slices you with a short sword. Boomy, the one between you and Sinnott is coming for you. Does a 13 hit you? I don't think it does.
It does not. My armor class is 16.
Sweet. Then it's Quill's turn again.
Cool. If I move here and use a magic spell, do I still... Oh, wait, no, I'm not... I never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm just going to Vicious Mockery this guy.
Okay. That is a natural zero.
Oh, okay.
So not natural.
Well, no, they rolled a one of... They have a minus one modifier, and they rolled a nat one.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be a natural, that'd be a modified zero.
Well, they rolled a modified zero, which is normally a nat one.
That is another four.
How do you insult this different ruffian?
Yeah, this different ruffian, say the same thing. Red really does not suit you.
Oh, I mean, all my red's coming out of me.
That's the idea.
All right, meaning it is now Sinnott's turn. He's going to look to everyone and say, should we take one in for questioning?
That would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Very good. He's going to pull out his rapier. That is an 11 to hit the red brand in front of him, which does hit. That ruffian takes 8 points of damage and is knocked unconscious.
Non-lethal damage.
Yes.
Remember this one moment when I was playing D&D with my brother and some of my friends, and we were trying to do non-lethal damage to the bandits, because, you know, trying to generally not kill people, just see whoever. We were joking about how when one of them who was playing the... I can't remember what they're called, but they're like the blood people from the like Blood Hunter or something. It's the Critical Role.
Yeah, Blood Hunter. That's
yeah.
It.
She had her character put her entire sword covered in flame with her blood, and then cleave a guy in two. And we're like, you know, can we do non-lethal damage as a joke? You know, can we do non-lethal damage for this? And my brother was like, no, you can't do that after cleaving someone half with a giant flaming sword. And I find that amusing.
Thank you, Travis. It is now Boomy's turn.
Okay, so this guy between me and Cinna is unconscious, correct?
Yes, I'll put a marker on it.
Okay, I'm going to move over here then.
Very good.
So I am now flanking with Bozidar.
Yes.
And I will attack this guy with my rapier.
Very good.
Good thing I had advantage, because one of those was a natural one.
Good.
Thirteen
hits. Would you like to sneak attack this? Because you could choose not to. This one's looking pretty badly injured.
Yeah, I guess I'll choose not to sneak attack this one.
All right. Please roll me 1d8 plus 5.
11.
Unconscious.
Nice.
And you still have your bonus action available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, wait. Why did I say unconscious? This one doesn't need to be brought back alive. Never mind.
Yeah, I'll just kill this one. Okay, so I've already used 10 feet of movement. Yeah.
You as you can fly, you can just go above Bozidar on the ruffian.
Yeah. Pretty much just like hop over them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a style and Quill.
I really
flying, it's falling with style.
It's more like jumping with style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You essentially use your wings to do a double jump.
Yeah. Hollow Knight style.
Anyways, you are now using your bonus action to attack with your dagger.
Yes.
That will be 1d4 plus 1d6 plus nothing.
That is a total of 4.
Cool. This bandit is dead.
Da-da-da,
Congratulations, you have beaten the bandits. Specifically, these bandits, not the general, all the bandits in town bandits.
You're telling me that wasn't Glassstaff? That those unnamed ruffians?
Listen, was any of them carrying a staff made out of glass?
That's fair.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Just because someone's named themselves Glassstaff doesn't mean they're going to be holding a glass staff.
Yeah.
I mean, probably, but.
Yeah.
Just because I made my initials egg doesn't mean I'm constantly carrying eggs.
Very effective. Like, you try to hit someone with it and it just shatters.
No, you took drugs to fix that, Ethan.
Huh?
What?
You don't have to get it.
I figured. I don't know.
Anyways. So then, you wait some time for this, ruffian to wake up, and I presume that you tie him up just like you tied up the goblin.
Yes.
Surround him.
Make sure he doesn't have any sharp objects on him you could use to cut the ropes.
Oh, is there anything of use on the other bandits?
How useful do you find short swords?
Okay.
Not very.
They are able to be held in an offhand.
Oh.
They are light weapons.
Maybe I will take one then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you can tell Ripper to Boss Star can tell Ripper he can eat the corpses.
At meal time.
I feast.
As Ripper just tears into them, it is
that
messy.
Was some nice ASMR for our
listeners. Yeah, let's get some dice ASMR. Okay.
One of them landed weird anyways. So, what are you going to ask your new captive?
Where is she?
I'm kidding. So, where that you have a base hidden under the manor? Where is the entrance?
In the cellar.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Why are you talking so casually here?
Listen, I'm tired. Okay? I just got, like, knocked out by four dudes and their dog. Today's not going great for old Thaddeus.
Your name's Thaddeus?
Yep.
Well then.
Okay.
Do you have any information that you think would be useful? Or should we just leave you here tied up?
No, I got some things.
Or dead.
Honestly, yeah. With how he's sounding, I think we should just let him just sit there. Equivalent authorities of the town can deal with him.
So, our leader's a human wizard known as Glassstaff, so named because of his magic staff is made of glass.
He named himself after his weapon?
It's a pseudonym, man.
I guess I can't be saying much myself.
Yeah.
Now, again, like, with a glass staff, like, what's the point? If you swing it at someone, it's just going to shatter.
Well, wizards don't usually swing their staves at people.
It's a magic staff.
That's what monks do.
Like what for spells and things.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's
still doesn't seem very durable. Making it out of glass.
I mean, if it's magic glass, it might be more durable than normal glass. Anyway, I think we've gotten enough as we could. Let's just.
Wait, no, I got more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you only let me say one thing before you started doing bits.
Well, we're on a podcast. What am I supposed to do?
Let the narrative flow? Like, actually let people speak, man. Anyways, his quarters are in the western end of the stronghold. Also, this mysterious figure called the Spider hired us to frighten off guys like you and intimidate the locals. I don't know why.
Okay, so this is connected to the Gundren thing.
Yeah, who?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, he sent bugbears to reinforce the red bands and red brands and provide extra muscle.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh. You should also note the lower part of the complex is guarded by some sort of weird eye monster. It's kind of nasty.
That is worrying, but we'll get to that when we get to that.
Mm-hmm. We're also holding some people captive.
I think we're a little low to fight a beholder. I'm kidding.
We also have a handful of captives in a holding area near the old crypts, which are guarded by skeletons.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, am I good to go?
Well, we're not going to kill you.
Oh, sweet.
So, well, we're going to leave you tied up, but we'll just leave you on the porch for, I guess, when we're done with this. And you can, I don't know, community service or something.
Oh, okay.
Probably be better than dying.
Yeah.
And, like, living the life of a criminal.
Yeah, okay. So they're just gonna like leave me here then?
Yes.
Oh.
No, we'll move. I'll ask Bozitar if he could move him to on top of just like in one of the chairs on the like, I assume there's like a, not patio but like a porch to the bar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just leave him in like one of the chairs there.
Yeah, Bozitar picks him up like pretty roughly and puts him down in a chair.
Okay.
And like what he probably thinks is gentle, but like.
For a bugbear, it's gentle.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you did to a baby bugbear, they'd be perfectly fine. They wouldn't care.
Yeah. So, my new question I have for you is, are you going to go in the regular entrance, or will you go in the secret entrance?
Secret tunnel!
I would like to go in the secret tunnel.
Very well.
And there's no other... There's no other red brands in the bar, I assume.
I mean, there's probably some in the bar, and by some I mean a lot.
Would it be worth fighting them?
Probably not.
I don't know. Do you value both your time and your life?
I could. I'm not going to do this. I'm not actually sessioning it. I could run in there and cast Thunderwave. Because if I roll high enough and they don't get enough none of them get good constitution saving rows, I could just obliterate all of them.
And the bar, which would get you in trouble for property damage.
Yeah, that'd be true.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny.
It would be funny. Not as
yeah, just typical D&D adventurers destroy the village.
I can pay for a new one.
No, you can't.
I have my savings, remember? To live comfortably for 6 years?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be enough to rebuild a bar.
Okay.
Anyway, jokes aside, let's go to the secret tunnel.
Cool.
Through the mountain.
Yeah.
Secret, okay. secret tunnel.
Very good.
And,
maybe not the last part.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that last part.
All right. Let me see. Where is it?
Oh, I was told to restrain myself from my father 24 minutes ago.
I see.
Why didn't you look at your phone 24 minutes ago?
Because it's on silent.
Okay.
I see.
You're being so rude, Marcus. You hurt my feelings.
Good. Well, you have been saying words on air that you're not supposed to say.
I haven't done that in 2 weeks.
All right, let me pull the players to the map.
Also, to be fair, 24 minutes, but seeing one of my parents text in 24 minutes is actually a pretty good record for me.
Nice.
If it's not when I get it immediately, it's usually several hours later.
Nice.
Wow. Now the question is, are we lighting something up, or is Quill going in blind?
I'd like to be able to see, please.
Let me check something.
Do you want to light a torch?
Never mind. The areas are brightly lit.
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems that most of these people are humans, so need help to see in the dark.
That'd probably be helpful.
Yeah.
As a human person, IRL, I kind of need
help
to see.
Wait, you're a human?
That's what I am supposed to tell people.
Ah.
My parents haven't confirmed it.
Okay. No one has cut you open to a double check?
No.
I've been cut open.
Yep. A cold breeze softly sighs in this large natural cavern, carrying the faint scent of decaying flesh. A crevasse with sloped walls divides the cavern and is flanked by two rough stone columns that support the 20-foot-high ceiling. Two arched wooden bridges span the chasm. I will now direct the players to where they currently are. They haven't found it already.
It feels weird to just say that and not elaborate. I had a spinal fusion when I was 15.
Okay.
Okay.
Spinal fusion sounds like a band name. Not a good band name, but a band name.
But a band name.
Yo, what is up to Spinal Fusion?
So then.
Their logo would be completely illegible.
Well, obviously.
We all have screws and rods in our spines.
Now that you've arrived in here, what do you do?
Start singing. I'm not going to.
Yeah, please don't. I know you're a bard, but for once.
Yeah. We don't want to, like, just...
Quill is distinctly not a singing bard. He's a storytelling bard.
Yeah, we don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
He plays the pan flute. He can't sing while playing the pan flute.
Hey, can you make me a deception check, please?
Deception?
Mm-hmm.
Deception.
First, Travis.
That's a nat one.
I see. Please message me a secret about your character.
Huh?
Ethan, make me a deception check.
Oh no, I have to think about my character.
That is an 8.
Please message me a secret about your character. Marcus. Huh.
Hmm?
Please make me a deception check.
That is a 5.
Please message me a secret about your character. I don't have to message myself anything about Sinat.
Does it have to be now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just at some point.
I can't.
Some point in the near future, but yeah.
Not like during this session.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be irrelevant in the next 30 minutes.
It could be.
Okay.
Okay.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. I have a +6 to deception, and I rolled a nat 1.
I also have a +6 to deception, and I rolled a 2.
Yeah, Sinat has a +4 to deception and rolled a 23.
Brother has +0. Mm-hmm. I think.
All of you hear a voice in your minds. New people. Welcome. Welcome. Such delicious secrets you carry. How do you react to this?
Can you speak up for people who didn't hear what you said the first time?
Yes, you hear it in your voice whisper in your minds. New people, welcome, welcome. What delicious secrets you carry.
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes. You come here for a reason then. Perhaps we can be of use to each other. Anyone who wants to can make me a perception check.
Oh, there's a good roll.
I got an 8.
Okay.
What's my plus perception is just 0, right? Yeah, okay, so that's a flat 17.
Okay. Sinnott has rolled an 8. Marcus, if Ripper makes this check, he will have advantage on it. If Boomy uses either smelling or hearing to figure out where the creature that is speaking to you is, he will have advantage on the check. Ripper.
If
Ripper
does.
Is that a good enough secret?
One second.
I don't know. It's my best on the spot.
That's not a secret. That's just a fact about you, about your character. Like,
I don't think people know it.
Everyone in this party knows it. Just everyone who's like spent enough time around your character knows that.
What was the not secret you messaged him?
That he dislikes being able to come up with new things just as much as he dislikes not having wings.
Hmm.
That's not a secret.
I don't know.
It's not super important. This whatever creature speaking to you now just knows a secret about everyone except Sinnott and Ripper.
Does Ripper even have secrets?
No.
Does he have the intelligence to care enough?
Yes.
Yeah, you say, does the big dog really have secrets?
He does have a secret. Okay, he secretly likes vegetables.
What has everyone rolled for their perception checks?
8.
Okay, so not also rolled an 8. What did you roll, Ethan?
17.
All right, Marcus, what did you roll?
The dice is 5.
Okay. What did Ripper roll? With advantage. Should just be able to open Ripper's character sheet.
Yep.
And click. Okay, he's got +4 to perception, so just click where it says perception and he'll make the check.
Yeah. Just click on the.
On perception, but under skills.
Why don't I see it here?
I don't know. It's underneath saving throws above languages. Okay, Marcus, just show me what your computer looks like right now. Show me what your screen looks like right now. Sorry, listeners, this will be removed probably in Okay, Marcus. It's because you haven't... You should be see it because I'm looking at it and I see it. It's under skills.
Yep. There it is.
Okay, cool. No one can hear you.
Yep, just not.
Okay. I'm going to have to edit all this out. All right, that is a 17 from Ripper. No one can tell where the creature that is speaking to you is.
Oh, no.
It says, I can help you if you get me something I want. I require secrets and food. And while you have given me much of the first, I would also require some of the latter.
Define food.
Something that people eat.
I meant, what do you eat? Like, do you mean literal, like...
Food.
You're currently speaking to our minds and can read our minds? For all I know, your food is the brains...
The same food as yours, it says, getting impatient with you in your minds. Normal food for humanoids, like yourself.
All right.
Okay.
I got some jerky.
That will do.
Where should I put this jerky?
I will reveal myself to you. And stepping out of the shadows is... a creature that looks like this. It is a hunchback creature with four clawed fingers, mottled gray and black skin, and a single green glowing eye. The entire size of its upper face. Anyone who wants to can make me an Arcana check.
I will. Finally, good roll. That is a 16.
All right, Sinat got an 18.
Boomy got a 4.
What do you get, Marcus?
For Arcana?
Uh-huh.
That's 8.
I see. This is a Nothic. It is what happens to a wizard who delves too deep for secrets.
Oh.
Oh, is this... Could this be... what was his name? Would you happen to be Yarno Albrecht?
No. I am Sarnak.
Okay. We are looking... We were told to see if we could find a wizard or his remnants. And... Well, wizard. Formerly, are you still a wizard? Would you still be counted as a wizard?
Can you still do wizard stuff?
No.
Dang. Yeah, so I'll pass him some jerky. How many rations do I remove?
At least one. It's a pound of... You pass him a pound of jerky. Let me see. Yeah, what would you like to do from here? As you've now got Sarnak with, who's agreed to help you.
Well, we were told to deal with the Red Brand. Would you have any issue with us removing them from the picture?
No, not particularly, since you have agreed to help me.
Okay. Do you know where we could find the captives? What else? There was the captives. There are possible captives here. And I guess where... I guess, do you have any information on the base that you'd think we would find helpful, that you'd be willing to divulge?
Yes, I can lead you directly to Glassstaff.
That would work.
Come, follow me, says the creature as it lopes to, away to the north.
Master, I dislike the one-eyed creature in my brain,
says Ripper to you, Boomy. Not Boomy.
To Boomy?
To Bossadar.
Boomy can't speak goblin.
Fun fact, Sinnott can. Sinnott is going to cautiously follow the creature. If anyone would like to proceed stealthily, they may make a stealth check.
Okay.
Sinnott has rolled an 11. Has Boomy rolled?
Boomy has rolled 21.
What am I rolling? Sorry, I've been...
Stealth.
Okay.
I will roll...
That is a natural one.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
That is a 21, 17 plus 4.
All right. So a 21, natural 1, 11, and for Ripper... A natural 20 for a 21.
That was the last time. So, out of the stealth rolls Ripper has done, he's gotten a nat 1 and a nat 20.
Yes.
Yep.
Would that be good enough for a group stealth check?
I'll say, yeah. Depending on, well, I haven't rolled for the enemies yet.
Oh, that's true.
You haven't found any for me to roll against yet. I also have to roll for Sarnak. Yeah, my boy Sarnak rolled a 13. After that sick 24 he rolled earlier.
What about, did you have you rolled for Sinnott?
Yeah, Sinnott, he got an 11.
Oh, okay.
He leads you down these stairs and to the door to the north. Anyone who wants to can make me a perception check outside of the door.
No. I got a 10.
All right.
That's a 12 from Boomy.
That is a 21 from Sinnott.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Oh, my sweet goodness gracious. Or I guess in this case it would be, oh my, Sinnott's god?
Oh my gods.
Alright, anyone who rolled a 15 or higher hears bubbling and dripping sounds coming through this door.
Would that just be Sinnott?
I mean, Bozidar hasn't rolled yet.
Oh.
That it would not be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well then, will everyone like to move up to the door?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. No, I think I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, you can turn around and just leave the way we came in.
Are we leaving Ripper at the door?
No, Ripper is able to squeeze in. He can enter the space, but his movement speed is halved.
Mm.
This room appears to be a wizard's workshop. A large work table is set up with alembics, retorts, distillation coils, and other alchemical devices, all of them stewing and bubbling away. Bookshelves are crowded with sheaves of parchment and strange-looking tomes.
Roll investigation.
All right. Let's see.
I got a 14.
Okay.
I got a 16.
Okay. I was about to say one up me, but I guess you two upped me.
Is anyone here proficient in either Arcana or Alchemist's supplies?
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure a certain missing tiefling of a friend of ours is proficient in both.
Yeah.
Vito.
Think it's someone who couldn't come today.
I see.
Through no fault of her own, but still. It's
frustrating. It's not her fault, but we're still going to make fun of her because we're friends.
Yeah.
That's what friends do.
Good.
Did Rosie say she was going to be listening?
No, she did not.
Okay.
It'd be pretty rude if she didn't listen.
If she's not feeling well, she might have gone to bed.
Yeah, she might be asleep.
If I wasn't feeling well, I'd probably have already gone to bed myself. And if you are listening, thank you for listening. Since you're probably going to be listening to this back, hi, Rosie. We miss you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. Alright. Searching through the room, you find... What do you find? Let's see. You find...
By the way, we have 10 minutes.
Yes. You find books and notes scattered around the room are basic texts on alchemy. Among the books is a tome written in Dwarvish.
Ooh. I can speak and read. I'm proficient in Dwarvish.
All right.
Boomy can also read Dwarvish.
Sinnott can also read Dwarvish.
Cool. I pick up the book first. Mm-hmm. I'm the book person.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to move everyone into the room. Mm-hmm. Reading the book, it is the journal of an adventurer named Ermon. It describes the history of the lost mine of Phandelver and the Forge of Spells. Did I already explain all this to you?
I think you might have in like the first or second episode.
Great.
I don't entirely remember what the Forge of Spells was. You did definitely explain it to me.
Magic items were made there.
Yes.
Right, okay.
In addition, Ermon records that a magic mace named Lightbringer was commissioned by the priests of Lathander, the god of dawn, from the mages working with the gnomes and dwarves of the Phandelver Pact. The mace was lost when Wave Echo Cave and its mine vanished from history.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Searching about this room, most of the materials in it have no value, but three bottles hold rare ingredients. Mercury, dragon bile, and powdered nightshade. These are each worth 25 gold to an apothecary or alchemist.
Narissa could also make use of those, so let's take them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
What are they? Sorry, write them down.
They are...
Dragon bile and powdered nightshade and mercury.
Mercury,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mercury, powdered nightshade?
Yes.
Yes.
And dragon bio.
I got that one.
All right. Very well, then. In that case, we will end it here for today. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. I've been Daniel, playing Sinat and everyone else.
I've been Travis. I've been playing Quill.
I am Ethan. I have been playing Boomy.
Yep. And I am Marcus, playing in Bozhidar.
That's been ADHD&D.
Whoa.
Thanks for listening.
And good night.